Our amazing day of live jazz on KPLU continues with a native of the Motor City, Detroit, Michigan. She picked up the violin at age 4, got early experience with the group Straight Ahead in the late 80s, and by the early 90s, she was beginning her solo career. She's played and or recorded with Aretha Franklin, Kenny Barron, Mary J. Blige, and many others. And her latest album, Reverse Thread, her 7th record, focuses on the diverse music of the African continent. And joining her today on the accordion, Will Holzhauser, and on the kora, Yakuba Sisoko. Please welcome on violin, Miss Regina Carter.
Thank you very much.
It is a pleasure to have you here as well. If we were going to follow Alan Toussaint with somebody, it might as well be somebody as great as you. We are thrilled to have you here.
Well, thank you for having us.
What would you like to play first?
We're going
to
start off with a tune written by the Malian blues. They call him the bluesman of Mali, Boubacar Traoré. This tune is called Kanu. And it's a story of a man who's deeply in love with a woman, but she's not in love with him. And he says, even if I were to change myself into diamonds and gold, you still wouldn't love me. So this is Kanu. Thank you.
Regina Carter and her trio live in the studios here at KPLU. It's very exciting to have you here, Regina. I've been
a fan
for years and years. Big event happened for you about 5 years ago when you won the MacArthur Foundation, what they call the Genius Grant, the fellowship. Right. And that really led to this new album, didn't it?
Yes. It gave me a chance to develop and to do research for this CD. I wanted to do this for many years. So for the research, I had to take some time off from playing and really concentrate. And I wasn't sure what area of the continent. And there was so much great music. I mean, there's no way you can even cover all of it. But I just started listening, and it's a smorgasbord, if you will, of music that I really fell in love with and put on the CD. And some of the music I had from when I had gone to South Africa before, but a lot of friends of mine from the continent sent music over. Yakuba and another friend of ours, Mamadou Ba, either wrote tunes or told me tunes to listen to, and then I spent a great deal of time at the World Music Institute in New York.
Mm-hmm. Now, that encompasses, as you said, a lot of different styles, but within each style, ton of different songs. How did you go about choosing the material?
When I hear something, anytime I'm making a record, if I'm redoing someone else's song, if I'm listening to music, if it strikes me right away, strikes something in me, then I know, okay, I'm going to try and record this. The next thing then to see if it translates on my instrument for me, because some tunes I really like, but when I go to play them, they just don't work. So it's a whole process. And all of these tunes that I chose were tunes that I put on my CD player and just listened to constantly over and over and over and just loop them. So I knew then, if I love them, I want to record them.
Violinist Regina Carter is here. Her band is playing tonight at the Meydenbauer Center for the Bellevue Jazz Festival tonight at 7:30. One more quick question. You tackle a lot of different African cultures, as you were talking about. It's a big continent. Was there anything that particularly surprised you?
Some of the music I listen to and I'd say, oh, that sounds a little bit like some Irish music, or that sounds very much like music from here. And I realized that a lot of the music from the continent has influenced or inspired other music around the world. And just because of all, you know, the people migrating and moving, we're all the music and art, we're all related and we're all connected. And it was just some of the most beautiful music, I think, that really touched me on a core level were the tunes from the Ugandan Jews. And I didn't even know that there was a Jewish population there, but a lot of them either they had to flee, mm-hmm. or they had to convert to Christianity during the years of Idi Amin. But there's some amazing music, and a lot of that, their life stories.
Mm-hmm. Regina Carter is live in the studios with a fantastic trio. Her new record is Reverse Thread, and I'd love to hear another song from you and the band.
Great. This next tune is written by a guitarist, another person from Mali, musician from Mali, Habib Koite, and the tune is called Interi, which means friendship. We hope you'll enjoy.